AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 900,000, another grim milestone in the pandemic.
The total compiled by Johns Hopkins University is greater than the population of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. The number of deaths reached 800,000 less than 2 months ago. The Omicron variant is in part the reason for the rising number. President Biden is noting a recent drop in the number of cases.
Down in half in just 3 weeks. Still too many cases. Still, we have to be on the alert. But to be clear, this is a dramatic decline.
According to Johns Hopkins, cases have been declining in 49 out of 50 states over the past 2 weeks. But deaths per day are on the rise in at least 35 states. Dr. Ashish Jha, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, predicts the U.S. will reach 1 million deaths by April. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A protest in Minneapolis after the police shooting death of 22-year-old Amir Locke, his mother, Karen Wells.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Body camera footage shows SWAT team members serving a warrant, unlocking an apartment door early Wednesday morning, repeatedly shouting police, search warrant, waking Locke. He grabbed a pistol he legally owned. 3 shots were heard. The video ends. Locke was not named in the warrant. The Republican National Committee censures Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their work on the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot by supporters of former President Donald Trump on the day then-Vice President Mike Pence and Congress were certifying the results of the November 2020 election.
January 6 was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol.
Pence telling the Federalist Society the former president is wrong in saying he, Pence, had the right to overturn the election. This is AP News. Alabama's Attorney General has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a 3-judge federal panel ruling that the state legislature is in violation of the Voting Rights Act and must redraw congressional districts to include a second district with a significant number of black voters. North Carolina's Supreme Court strikes down its redistricting.
A divided North Carolina Supreme Court Friday struck down new maps for congressional districts drawn by the Republican-controlled legislature. The 4-3 decision saw the justices who are registered Democrats make up the majority. The court directed the North Carolina legislature to redraw congressional maps by February 18th. The decision reversed a ruling from a 3-judge panel that upheld the redistricting, despite finding ample evidence of intentional pro-Republican partisan redistricting. The 3-judge panel said map-making was a duty left to the legislature, not the judiciary. The majority on the state Supreme Court disagreed. I'm Mike Rossio.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.